कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन भज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन भज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारे जीरा था जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव जय सुभद्रा जय गौरनिता जय गौरानिता गौरानिता जय गौरानिता जय जय प्रभुपा 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 प्रभुपा
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विवी के फाउंडर आचार्य शील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की गंगा मैया की जमुना मैया की तुलसी देवी की ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की उपस्थित भक्त वृंद की जय उपस्थित वृंद की जय उपस्थित भक्त वृंद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 3 प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। तमुपश्रुत्य निनदं जगत भय भयावहं प्रत्युद्ययुः प्रजा सर्वा भर्तु दर्शन लालसः। तमुपश्रुत्य निनदं जगत भय भयावहं प्रत्युद्ययुः प्रजा सर्वा भर्तु दर्शन लालसः। तमुपश्रुत्य निनदं जगत भय भयावहं प्रत्युद्ययुः प्रजा सर्वा भर्तु दर्शन लालसः। Material existence. Bhayavaham, the threatening principle. Prati, two words. Udyayuh, rapidly proceeded. Prajaha, the citizen. Sarvaha, all. Bhartu, the protector. Darshan, audience. Lalasaha, having so desired. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The citizens of Dwarka, having heard that sound which threatens fear personified in the material world, began to run towards Him fast, just to have a long desired audience with the Lord, who is the protector of all the devotees. Purport. As already explained, the citizens of Dwarka who lived at that time of Lord Krishna's presence there were all liberated souls who descended there along with the Lord as entourage. All were very anxious to have his audience with the Lord, although because of the spiritual contact they were never separated from the Lord. Just as the gopis at Vrindavan used to think of Krishna while he was away from the village for cowherding engagements, the citizens of Dwarka were all immersed in thoughts of the Lord while he was away from Dwarka to attend the battle of Kurukshetra. Some distinguished fiction writer in Bengal concluded that the Krishna of Vrindavan, that of Mathura and that of Dwarka were different personalities. Historically, there is no truth in this conclusion. The Krishna of Kurukshetra and the Krishna of Dwarka are one and the same personality. The citizens of Dwarka were thus in a state of melancholy due to the Lord's absence from the transcendental city. As much as we are put in a state of melancholy at night because of the absence of the sun. The sound heralded by Lord Krishna was something like the heralding of the sunrise in the morning. So all the citizens of Dwarka awoke from a state of slumber because of the sunrise of Krishna, and they all hastened towards him just to have an audience. The devotees of the Lord know no one else as protector. The sound of the Lord is identical with the Lord, as we have tried to explain by the non-dual position of the Lord. The material existence of our present status is full of fear. Out of the four problems of material existence, namely the food problem, the shelter problem, the fear problem and the mating problem, the fear problem gives us more trouble than others. We are always fearful due to our ignorance of the next problem. We are always fearful due to our ignorance of the next problem. The whole material existence is full of problems, and thus the fear problem is always prominent. This is due to our association with the illusory energy of the Lord, known as Maya or external energy. Yet, all fear is vanished as soon as there is the sound of the Lord, represented by His holy name, as it was sounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the following 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We can take advantage of these sounds and be free from all threatening problems of material existence. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschapradeshata Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So last time when we discussed on Bhagavatam in this section, we discussed the effect of touch of the Lord. When he touched the conch shell, what happened? It was reddened. Now he has blown the conch shell, people have heard the sound, and what is the effect of that sound is being described here, the effect of sound. So in this verse we see that how eager the devotees of the Lord are to have audience or to see Him. So in the translation, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning a very important thing, that the citizens of Dwarka, having heard that sound which threatens fear personified. So which sound are they hearing? The sound which threatens fear personified. But begin to run towards Him fast, just as to have a long desired audience. So what is Prabhupada writing in the translation? That the fear personified also fears from one particular sound. So the sound which threatens the fear personified is dear to devotees of the Lord. Because as soon as they heard, they started running. So that is dear, Prabhupada says. So fear is created in the material world and devotees become dear to the spiritual world or to Krishna. And in the purport, the translation, Prabhupada is mentioning a particular sound which creates fear in the hearts of materialist people or in this material world. And in the purport, Prabhupada is explaining the process from fear to becoming dear to Krishna. So fear to dear is explained in this purport. Prabhupada explains very nicely structured purport Prabhupada has given. Prabhupada begins his purport by explaining the position of eternally liberated souls. So he says that citizens of Dwarka were liberated souls. And so Prabhupada begins by explaining who is a liberated soul. He gives two symptoms of a liberated soul. Number one, he always remembers Krishna. There is no time when they are away from Krishna. They are always with Krishna. So liberated soul means one who is always with Krishna. They were, although Krishna was not in Dwarka, but they were still with Krishna by remembering Him. So the first symptom that Prabhupada is explaining of a liberated soul is that he is always with Krishna. And the second symptom which Prabhupada explains is that the liberated souls know Krishna totally or tatvataha, really. Who is Krishna? Philosophically also. So tatvataha, this word is very important. Krishna has used it many times in Bhagavad Gita. One who knows me, tatvataha. So tatvataha means, tatva means philosophically, in completeness, not just sentimentally. So liberated souls do not know Krishna just sentimentally. Krishna of Dwarka was different. Krishna of Vrindavan was different. Actually, Krishna was not God when He was small. Or some say when Krishna was small, He was God, but when He became elder, He lost His divinity. So this is not tatvataha. This is not principally, this is not philosophically. This is not completely. But devotees know Krishna in toto, in totality, in completeness, and that is tatvataha. They know who is Krishna. So these are the two symptoms. That one, we should know factually, we should know philosophically, not just sentimentally. We should know based on knowledge, real knowledge. Tatva means real knowledge. So the devotees of the Lord know Krishna based on real knowledge, not just on sentiments. So then after giving these symptoms of liberated souls, Prabhupada gives the process how to achieve that stage. How to come to that stage of liberated souls. And Prabhupada says that citizens of Dwarka were in melancholy. He gives an example of sun. So when Krishna is not there, it is like darkness. Krishna Surya Samah Mayara Andhakar Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Mayara Adhikar. So wherever there is sun, there cannot be darkness. So Prabhupada is explaining, comparing Krishna with sun. So he is saying that without Krishna in this material world, we are always in distress. Because we are in darkness, ignorance. Krishna is like sun who enlightens our life. So the process is saying that when we do not accept Krishna, then we are always in ignorance. But by accepting Krishna, because Krishna is sun, we get enlightenment. And the second thing which Prabhupada is saying, the Lord, the devotees of the Lord knows no one else as protector. That He is the only one who will protect us. So once we start knowing Krishna, once we try to understand Krishna, and then the second step is to surrender to Him. One of the symptoms of surrender is to accept Krishna as protector. So there are six symptoms of surrender we will discuss today. And one of them is to accept Him as the only protector. So Prabhupada is explaining that when a jiva start accepting Krishna, trying to understand Krishna, and the next process is to surrender to Krishna. And when one can surrender, the surrender process begins with chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And this chanting can remove all the fears and make you dear to Krishna. So this is the whole process, this is the whole purpose Prabhupada has divided very nicely. And in the end he is giving the conclusion that to become liberated, we have to chant the holy name of the Lord, and then we can be free of all the fears and become dear to Krishna. So these are the things which we are going to discuss today. The first thing is being explained that the sound which is fearful even for the fear personified is dear to Krishna or dear to devotees. How is it possible? Something which is fearful for others, how can it be dear to us? If you see these two words, fear and dear, and if you remove the first word from both the words, what remains? Ear, right? Hearing. So if you give F to your ears, that is false things, illusion, then it becomes fear. Because you are giving your ear something which is false, something which is fake, imitation, something which is not there, it's false, it's not reality. And that creates fear. But to the same ear, when you give divine message, divine sound, D, then you become dear to Krishna. Okay? So fear to dear, the process is what you give to your ear. So if you give false things to your ear, you will be always fearful, in fear. But if you give divine things at D to your ear, it becomes dear. You become dear to Krishna. So the whole process of bhakti is this, is between these two words. As Prabhupada explains in the purports, that all of us in this material world are fearful. And from fear to dear, that's the whole process of bhakti. So why are we fearful? Because we are attached to this material world. It is explained that there are different kinds of fear a person may have. Bhoge roga bhayam, kulachiti bhayam, vitte nripalat bhayam, mane dainya bhayam, balaripu bhayam, rupe jaraya bhayam. Various kinds of fear. Somebody who is too attached to sense gratification, bhoge, he is always fearful of disease, roge. Bhoge roga bhayam. So a person who is very much attached to sense gratification will always be fearful of disease. I don't want any disease because disease create obstruction in my spiritual, in my sense gratification. So a person attached to sense gratification is always fearful of disease. Bhoge roga bhayam. Kule chiti bhayam. Someone who is very attached to his family is always fearful of losing his family members. Kule. Kule means family. So somebody who is attached to the family is always fearful. He doesn't want to lose his family members, his children, his wife, his relatives. So he is always fearful. So bhoge roga bhayam kule chuti bhayam vitte nripalat bhayam. Someone who is attached to vitta, that is money, is always fearful of losing it. Right? Somebody who is too attached, somebody who is not attached, he will not bother. Or maybe someone who doesn't have, he will not bother. But somebody who has a lot of money is always fearful of income tax people, of thieves, of losing it. So somebody who is attached to money is always fearful of losing money. Vitte nipalat bhayam. Mane dainya bhayam. Somebody who is attached to prestige, post, honor, he is always fearful of dishonor. Somebody who is attached to honor. But for a devotee, honor and dishonor is at the same level. So honor. Mane dainya bhayam. Balaripu bhayam. Somebody who is powerful, bodybuilder, having lot of strength, is always fearful of someone who is his enemy. He should not defeat me. I want to win. I want to be very powerful. Rupe jaraya bhayam. Somebody who is very beautiful, he is always fearful of jara. Jara means old age. So we don't want to become old. Who wants to become old? Especially those who are very beautiful, they do so many things. All sorts of cosmetics and surgeries and what not, and sometimes they will not eat anything, or sometimes they will keep eating, or sometimes they will eat this, they want to eat other things, but they cannot eat, just to maintain their beauty. I was told by someone that these film actresses, they die to eat things, but they cannot. They have a lot of money, tons of money, fame. But if they want to eat pani puri, they cannot, because it will spoil their beauty. So, pav bhaji, they may not. No, this is too oily. I can't spoil my beauty. Yeah. Some gulab jamun or lot of gulab jamuns. No, it will increase weight. I can't take it. What's the use of money? Okay. So just to maintain beauty. So they are fearful of old age, and I should not look old. There is an example of a French actress, and she was so fearful of becoming old or coming in front of the people as an old lady, that as soon as first time when she saw her hair started growing grey, she was very beautiful at that time, but as soon as the hair started growing grey, she just left the film industry. She was a very famous French actress. She just left and went away, and nobody saw her later. She didn't want people to remember her as an old lady. She wanted people to remember her as a young, beautiful, charming actress. So she just left. So Rupe Jaraya Bhayam. many other fear we have in this world. So we are always fearful of losing something. And that is what is the different kinds of fears which create. Unless you come to spiritual life, Krishna consciousness. So you are always fearful because of the attachment. And as soon as you come to Krishna, your attachment is towards Krishna. What is Krishna consciousness? What is the difference between material life and Krishna consciousness? Only one difference. Attachment. In material life, we have attachment to material things. In Krishna consciousness, we have attachment to Krishna. And when you have attachment to Krishna, it removes all the fear. Because there is no fear of losing anything. What will you lose? When Krishna is there, then everything will be there. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara, Yatra Shri Vijaya Bhuti, Dhruvar Nitir Matir Mama. So wherever there is Krishna, there is everything. Then what is the fear? So then, when we start giving divinity or divine message, divine sound to our ear, we become dear to Krishna. So it's a choice for us. Maya, falsity, false things, giving to our ears, which may be very attractive to the ear in the beginning, and be always in fear, or give divine message, which may not be very attractive to our mind in the beginning, but it will take us away from all sorts of fear and make us dear to Krishna. So this is the process Prabhupada is explaining, and he is explaining about liberated souls. Who are the liberated souls? Two symptoms. Number one, they always remember Krishna. When we are in the neophyte stage, hearing of Krishna Katha is called Shravan Dasha. Dasha means state. So the first stage is Shravan Dasha, where you are hearing, like all of you are hearing, we have been hearing, so that's called Shravan Dasha, or the stage of hearing. And when you keep hearing, what happens? What is the effect of hearing? Anyone? Varan Dasha. We accept Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Unless you hear, you will not accept. How many of you before joining ISKCON knew that Krishna is the only God? How many of you knew? No one. Krishna is the only God. When you heard, when there was Shravan, then you come to Varan Dasha. Varan Dasha is where you accept that yes, what is being told is true. Initially we don't. When we just come to Krishna consciousness, devotee says, only Krishna. And he says, why not Ganesha? Why not Shiva? I have been worshipping Shiva for a long time. So why not Shiva? So we don't accept. But by constant hearing of Krishna Katha, we come to Varan Dasha. That is, we start accepting what we are hearing. We start accepting the scriptures. We start accepting Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. We start accepting the instructions of Guru. That is called Varana Dasha. And when you do that and you keep hearing continuously, then you start remembering Krishna. That's called Smarana Dasha. Smarana Avastha or Smarana Dasha, which is being told here by Prabhupada. They were always remembering Krishna. So why we do hear? Why the hearing should take us to remembering. Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana. So Smarana, it should take us to remembrance. We should always remember Krishna. And wherever there will be Krishna, even if he is there in your heart, even if he is there in your mind, if he is there in your thoughts, everything will be purified.
So to purify our thoughts, to purify our mind, to purify our speech, Krishna is needed. So speak about Krishna, think about Krishna. Meditate about Krishna. That's called Smaran Dasha. So wherever Krishna is there, He purifies the existence. Now the question is that we have been chanting for many years, why we have not been purified yet? For many years, and you say, wherever Krishna, I have chanted Krishna many times, why we have not purified for years? What is the reason? We are just hearing, we are on Shravan Dasha, we have not accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have not accepted Krishna as all in all, as our protector, as our maintainer. We haven't accepted Him. We still have feeling that I can maintain myself. I can do something. I have the power. I can protect myself. And that is why we are not even coming to Varana Avastha, Varana Dasha, where we can accept the scriptures, accept the Guru. And then there is no question of remembrance. How many times in a day we remember Krishna? Do we have this thing in our heart, what Krishna may be doing there in the spiritual world at this time? Whether he may have gone to the forest, or maybe Yashoda may be dressing him right now, preparing him to go to the forest. Oh no, it's too late, maybe he must have left. How many of us think about life? We don't. So there is no smaran. There is no remembrance of Krishna. So that means Krishna is not there in our heart. Krishna is not there in our thoughts. Krishna is not there in our speech. How many of us, 24 hours a day, speak only about Krishna? So Krishna is not there in our speech, not in our thoughts, not in our mind. How can we be purified? And that is why the chanting of the holy name is important. At least the speech, may not be mind and thoughts, at least the speech, engage in Krishna's service. Speak about Krishna all the time, chant the holy name all the time. Definitely your thoughts and your mind also will be purified. So two things what a liberated soul does is, number one, is always remembering Krishna. There is no time when he forgets Krishna. And that keeps him purified all the time. He is purified because he is just thinking about Krishna. It doesn't matter where he is in. He may be in spiritual world, he may be in material world, he may be in heaven, he may be in hell. Doesn't matter for a devotee. Because he remembers Krishna, and wherever he is, he is completely pure and he is associating with Krishna. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. What is tirtha? What is an holy place? Bhagavatam explains, an holy place is a place where devotees of the Lord reside. Devotee of the Lord resides. That is real tirtha. Why it is real tirtha? Why it is real holy place? Because just the presence of the devotee of the Lord purifies that place, spiritualizes that place, and that place becomes a tirtha. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. So that is a tirtha. So the real tirtha, real holy place for us is the place where devotees of the Lord reside. So when we go to the holy places, we should not just go for taking bath in the river, for taking darshan of the deities. Yes, we should do that. But that should not be just the purpose. That we have gone there just to take bath, just to do parikrama, just to take darshan and just come back. No, Prabhupada said, when you go to the holy places, sit and hear from the devotees. That's real tirtha. So, we always, that's why the one symptom which Prabhupada is giving here is, liberated souls always remember Krishna. So they may be in this world. Prabhupada says that they are called Jeeva Mukta. Jivan Mukta means staying in this life, staying in this body. Here itself in the material world, they are liberated. They may act on a material platform. It may look like they are acting on a material platform, but they are liberated souls because they always remember Krishna. They are in constant touch with Krishna, and that makes them liberated soul. And the second symptom, what Prabhupada is explaining in this purport, is that they know Krishna based on real knowledge, tatvataha. He is giving an example that there are people who say that Krishna of Dwarka, Krishna of Mathura, Krishna of Vrindavan were different. He says, no, they were all same. How were they same? How is it that the Krishna who stays in spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan, the same Krishna appears here? What happens to Goloka Vrindavan? How is it possible? That is Krishna. When Krishna expands himself into thousands of forms, each form is Krishna. It is not like yogis expanding themselves. Even a yogi can expand himself up to 7, 8, or 9 forms. But all those forms are not individual person. They are like reflections of one person. But that's not the case with Krishna. When Krishna expands himself, they are all individual. They are all exactly like Krishna. For example, when Krishna expanded himself during Rasa Leela, thousands of gopis, and Krishna expanded himself into thousands of forms. Each gopi was thinking that Krishna is dancing only with me. And Krishna was there with every gopi. He expanded. When he was in Dwarka, 16,108 wives, he had 16,108 palaces. Krishna expanded. And each form was Krishna. Not that it was a different Krishna. So the devotees of the Lord know Krishna based on real knowledge. So if we want to, so these two symptoms are very important for a sadhaka, for someone who is performing sadhana bhakti. What is sadhana bhakti? Sadhana bhakti is engaging in the transcendental service of the Lord with your material senses. Sadhana. Like we are chanting, we are serving. This is sadhana. So for a sadhaka, these two things are very important. Number one, to do something which can take you to the stage of remembering Krishna. And the second, knowledge. So in simple words, chanting and reading the scriptures is very important. That is part of sadhana bhakti. Always chant the holy names and hear Krishna katha. These two things will lead you to smaran, remembrance. So keep chanting. Devotee should not have free time. Not that he should think, there is nothing to do, what should I do? I have a program at 6 o'clock, now it is only 4 o'clock, what should I do? No, chant the holy name. Read, hear. Where is the time to waste? So if you do that, then this first symptom will appear in you, that you will always remember Krishna. And second, read. Try to understand the Shastras, by which you can know Krishna based on real knowledge, tatvataha. Prabhupada in one lecture, he says, unless you know Krishna tatvataha, you cannot go back home. Back. One has to know Krishna tatvataha, real knowledge. Who is Krishna? So when this can happen, when you can do, when you understand that, when you become detached from this material world, understand I am in ignorance, I am in darkness. Krishna Surya Samah Mayara Andhika Mandakar. This illusion, this material world is full of ignorance. Understand that. The duty is to go away from this. The duty is to be enlightened. The problem is we do not understand this. we feel material world is very happy, let's make this world a better place for you and me. There was a song like that. That we will make this world a better place. Who can make this world a better place? Krishna himself did not make it a better place. Then who are you to make it a better place? The Creator, he did not. He made it as Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. And you think that you can make it Sukhalayam. That means you think you are better than Krishna. Krishna would have made it as a Sukhalayam. He didn't make it. He made it as Dukkhalayam. Who are we? What powers we have to convert this Dukkhalayam into Sukhalayam? It's only our foolishness, illusion, maya, that we can be happy in this world. That we can be happy by material things. We seek happiness in money. We feel that if I have money, I'll be happy. Nobody is happy. We feel if I have power, if I am a very powerful person, influential person, I'll be happy. Nobody is happy. So in this world, people keep running after these things. Money, fame, woman, you know, some kind of enjoyment. And all the media, you see all the movies, what do they point to? There'll be a movie and a hero. Throughout the movie, we'll keep fighting for one heroine, that's all. And in the end, happy ending. Hold the hand and yes, I have won her. What's the big deal? How will you feed her? What's the big deal? How will you go? Will that take you away from disease? Will that take you away from birth, old age and death? None of the movies are showing that. Tell me one movie which shows death, old age, disease. Try to go away from this. None of the movies. They're hiding. They're cheating. That's why this whole media industry is just cheating. They're hiding the real facts. They are not exposing the real problems of life. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. And they try to hide it. And they try to show what is your major problem to get a woman in the life. Struggle hard. Do anything. Beg, borrow or steal. Fight with police. Fight with your parents. Fight with the whole society. Just for one girl. Right? That's what our movies are. Why don't they show? Fight with your parents. Fight with your society. Fight with the police. To become Krishna conscious. So that you can get real peace. You can be away from death. You can be away from birth. They hide it. Which movie shows that they are fearful of death and then they are giving a solution? This is the solution for death. No, they hide it. It's all artificial. And we see that. We get affected by seeing the movies and we do that in our life. And we are not happy. It's all illusion, maya. So that is why we should know Krishna Tattvataha. And by knowing Krishna Tattvataha, we should understand that this material world is full of ignorance, full of maya, full of miseries. There's no happiness in this world. Cannot be there. Whether you have money, you have power, you have women, you have all sorts of enjoyment, you'll never be happy in this world. Why? The Creator brands it as Dukkhalayam. This world is made for miseries. How can you find happiness? And if you feel that you are happy, you are an illusion. Simple. Right? Like right now outside, sun is very hot. Sun is meant to give us heat. But if you stand right in the front of sun at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, very hot sun, the heat is very strong, and then you assume that I am feeling very cold, people will say you are a fool. You are in maya, illusion. And that is what all of us are. We are in Dukkhalayam, standing right in midst of all the miseries, and we feel I am very happy because I have a very beautiful and good wife, because I have very nice children, because my parents have given me a lot of money, because I am a very influential person. All Maya, illusion. An intelligent person is one who understands this and then turns to the real sun, Krishna. That's why Prabhupada is explaining. Krishna Surya Samah Maya Havyandakar. So the real intelligence is to turn to Krishna, turn to the real sun who can enlighten us. This sun can only give heat, nothing else. You stand in front of the sun, you keep looking at the sun, you will not be enlightened. What enlightenment you will get? The only enlightenment you will get is, sun is very hot. That's all. That anyway is there. But Krishna can remove all the miseries. So that is what Prabhupada is explaining in this purport, that accept Krishna. To accept Krishna as the only protector, as the only maintainer, we have to understand this world is in darkness. When you understand that you are in darkness, then only you hanker for sun. Prabhupada is giving example of night. Suppose it is night, dark, you are waiting for the sun to come so you can begin your work. So when you understand that this material world is full of darkness, full of ignorance, and then you hanker for the sun to begin your real work, that's devotional service. And what is the process for that? Prabhupada says, the devotees of the Lord know no one else as protector. The process is six symptoms of surrender. What are the six symptoms of surrender? Anukulasya sankalpaha pratikulasya varjanam rakshishyat iti vishvaso goptrupte bharanam tatha atmanikshepa karpanya shadvidha sharana gati. These are the six symptoms of surrender. Prabhupada is giving one of them. Accept Krishna as your only protector. The first symptom is anukulasya sankalpaha. Accept whatever is favorable for Krishna consciousness. So we should take a vow in our life that I will do the things only that is favorable to Krishna consciousness. That is called anukulasya sankalpaha. Sankalpa, take a vow. I will not do anything which is against the principles of Krishna consciousness. So then that means what? That means number one, where will you stay? I will stay in a place which is favorable for Krishna consciousness. I will choose an ashram which is favorable for Krishna consciousness. If you feel that grahastha ashram is favorable for Krishna consciousness, you are free to choose it. If you feel brahmachari ashram is good, choose it. So number one, where will I stay? Where it is favorable. Yeah, there are some people who think grahastha ashram is favorable. All glories to them. Number two, what will I do? Just staying is not enough. What will I do? I'll do everything that is favorable for Krishna. That means what? I will not envy anyone. I will not find faults in anyone. I will not criticize anyone. I will not complain for the things which I don't have. So that's the second thing. Because that is against the principles of Krishna consciousness. So whatever I will do it if it is favorable for Krishna. If it is not, I will reject it. I will reject my brahmacharya, I will reject my sannyas, I will reject anything if it is against the principles of Krishna consciousness. That is the first symptom of surrender. Anukulasya sankalpaha pratikulasya varjanam. Give up everything that is against the principles of Krishna consciousness. Give up. Don't hesitate. It may be anything. It may be your family. It may be your desires. Whatever it is, give up if they are obstructing your progress for Krishna consciousness. Give up your guru if he is obstructing your progress in Krishna consciousness. That's it. We can give up our guru if he is teaching us against the principles of Krishna consciousness, and Bali Maharaj did it. His guru was telling, don't do it. Don't give him anything. He is Vishnu. He will take away everything. He will cheat you. So these teachings were against the principles of Krishna consciousness. Bali Maharaj did not give up the Krishna conscious principles, but he gave up his guru. He rejected his guru and accepted Krishna. And we glorify him for that. We don't criticize him, we glorify him. So give up anything that you have to give up for, give for Krishna consciousness. That is an obstruction. Whatever is an obstruction to Krishna consciousness, give it up. Do not hesitate. Do not be attached. It may be anything. If you have to give up the whole country, give it up. If you have to give up your kingdom, give it up. We have examples of Parikshit Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj. They gave up their kingdom. They were not so attached. They gave up the kingdom for Krishna consciousness. So if you have to give up your kingdom, give it up if they are against the principles of Krishna consciousness. If you have to give up your family, give it up. Bharat did it. He rejected Kekayi because she was obstruction in his service to Lord Ram. So if you have to give up the country, give it up like Parikshit Maharaj and Bharat Maharaj. If you have to give up the family, give it up like Bharat and Shatrughan. So this is the thing, whatever it is, whether it is your country, whether it is your family, whether it is your guru, Bali Maharaj gave him up. He didn't accept. So whether it's mother like Kekai, guru like Shukracharya, kingdom, the whole planet earth, if it is an obstruction in Krishna consciousness, give it up. Don't hesitate. Krishna will take care. That is called surrender. If you hesitate, you are not surrendered. You do not have faith that Krishna will protect. And that's the third thing. That's the third symptom. Have faith. When you are giving up everything, do not hesitate. Third symptom, have faith. Krishna will protect. Rakshishyat iti vishvaso. Have full faith Krishna will protect. Don't worry. No hesitation. No insecure feeling. Krishna will protect. Rakshishyat iti vishvaso. He is the only protector. That's why it is said, Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. Somebody whom Krishna wants to kill, who can protect? If Krishna decides that I want to kill this person, who can protect your money, your power, your fame, your influence, your family members? Who can protect you if Krishna wants to kill you? And if Krishna wants to protect you, then who can kill you? Krishna is protecting you. Yes, Prahlad Maharaj, his own father wanted to kill him. Yes, all his soldiers, he had ordered, go and kill him. They tried everything. Killing him by weapons, throwing him from the mountain, throwing him deep into the sea, putting him with deadly poisonous snakes, putting him in front of mad elephants. Everything he tried. Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke. Ultimately he himself wanted to kill him. Krishna protected. Prahlad was not afraid. He had this faith. Rakshishyat iti vishvaso. So this is called surrender. That number one, you try to do things which are favorable. Number two, you do not hesitate to give up the things which are not favorable. Why? Because you have faith that Krishna will protect. And not only protect, the fourth symptom, he will maintain us. Goptrupte varanam tatha. He is the only maintainer. He is maintaining us. We don't need any maintenance. Very nice example is given that a devotee should be like a sold animal. When a person buys an animal serves him. And he doesn't have botheration of being maintained. How will I eat? The master gives him to eat. He is not bothered about his maintenance. The animal who is outside, who has not been purchased, he has problems. Tomorrow how will I get food? But a sold animal doesn't have anything. He is purchased by a maintainer, he is purchased by his master, and the master feeds him every day. So he doesn't bother about his maintenance. So we should be like that. Devotees should be like that. We are like sold animals to Krishna, and Krishna will maintain. He will provide any way he is providing. It's our illusion that we think we are providing. He is providing. So be happy. That's called Goptrupte Varanam Tatha. Atmanikshepa Karpanyo. And then the person surrenders completely in all humility. Karpanya. So this is the process Prabhupada is explaining. And whatever fears are there in this process can be removed by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I wanted to speak a lot on chanting, how it affects, how it makes us free. But we do not have time. So we will stop here. The whole purport Prabhupada is mentioning is to glorify the holy name of the Lord, the power of holy name, and how you can and your journey from fear to dear. Right? Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes. How to overcome material attachments? Very nice. How many years we have been chanting and still there are attachments, right? You keep chanting, you keep serving, you be in the temple, you be in the ashram, you be a brahmachari. Still some attachment is there, right? For everyone. So how to give up attachment? Giving up attachment is one side. We have, this is negative. But negative has to be supported by positive. Develop attachment for Krishna. Just if we think of giving up attachments, we can never give. Every day we are thinking, I have to give up this attachment. I'm attached to this, I'm attached to that, I'm attached to this, I'm attached to money, I'm attached to post, I have to give it up. You can never give it up. Develop a positive attachment towards Krishna. So, detachment is complete when we are attached to Krishna. Otherwise, it is incomplete. So, do the activities which help you to get attached to Krishna. Don't worry about detachment. That automatically will come when you are attached to Krishna. So, worry about the activities which help you in getting attached to Krishna. Like, as I said, if you have free time, chant more. Not just 15, 16 rounds are over, I will not chant. Or prescribed rounds are over, I will not chant. Keep chanting. That's the taste you will develop. Develop attachment, develop a taste for Krishna consciousness. Start enjoying Krishna consciousness. We are just following Krishna consciousness. That is our problem. In the beginning stage, yes, everyone has to follow Krishna consciousness. Be very strict. That's called following, getting up early morning, coming here, doing this time, this, everything. It's Vaidhi Bhakti, following. But the purpose is not just keep following. Start enjoying that Krishna consciousness. Start enjoying hearing. Start enjoying chanting. Start enjoying serving Krishna. Don't take it as a burden. So be attached to Krishna by serving, by chanting. So don't waste your time. In your life, every day, before sleeping, take out 2 minutes and think, did I waste some time today? Did I do something which was not helpful for my attachment to Krishna? Every day one must think. And if you think, yes, I wasted this time, I did this, I should not have done this, try avoiding it next time. So start activities which are helping you in attachment to Krishna. Not just artificially, not just philosophically, practically. Like one practical example I gave, don't waste time in your life. That's one practical thing if you do. Don't waste your time. If you have time, chant your rounds, more rounds, read, hear. But don't waste your time in just talking useless things. What has happened in the world? What is happening to India? Who is the Prime Minister? What is he doing? No need. Prime Ministers will come and go, and that we have seen in our last 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever age we have. Prime Ministers have come and gone. We have remained the same. It has not changed our lives. So now let's try to concentrate on changing our life. What can change our life? Krishna. So number one, practical thing, don't waste time. Number two, in the night, examine what you did, what all the activities you did to become attached to Krishna today. The whole day, what all the activities that helped you attach to Krishna. And third, by chanting, increase your remembrance of Krishna. So initially these three things will help us becoming detached from material. Okay? Yes. Huh? Yes, as brahmacharis, we give up our family, we give up our job, we give up our attachment to women, and then we come to ashram thinking that now we will progress, and but it comes to a stagnancy level, and then we do not feel that the detachment is increasing. So what should we do? As I said, we have to give up everything that is an obstruction to Krishna consciousness, including our desires. When we come to ashram, we externally give up everything. We externally give up our family. No, I don't want family. I don't want troubles. We give up our family. We give up our job. I want to serve Krishna. But then the desires are still being maintained. We don't give up our desires. We don't give up that envy. We don't give up that tendency to enjoy our senses. And that causes the problem, that causes the stagnant, that's all, whatever you have done is done. Now what? So initially, yes, the progress is very quick, we see, okay, we chant and then we give up family and then we come, but then what? Then the real thing starts, developing the qualities. The detachment will come when we work on developing the qualities. Amanitvam, Abdhambitvam, Mahinsa, Kshantirajavam, Acharya, Upasanam, Shaucham, Sthairyam, Atma Vinigraha. Krishna gives all these qualities in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And he says, beyond this, whatever is there is ignorance. This is the only knowledge. So then we should work on developing those qualities. We should see, as same again, we should see that am I fully engaged or am I trying to escape engagement? Number one. Number two, am I developing that mood that I am doing it for Krishna, or I am doing same activities of Krishna consciousness for pleasing myself? Am I giving lectures so that people should say, wow, Prabhuji, wonderful, what a lecture you gave. or am I giving it just to please Krishna? My intention is to please Krishna. If it is good or bad, I don't mind. So when I am giving lecture, am I doing it for that? When I am serving Krishna, am I doing for that? When I am dressing deities, am I doing it for their pleasure or for pleasing my ego? That when I go out and people should say, wonderful dressing today. So you see which you are feeding. If you are feeding your ego, then you will never be able to be detached completely. So very nice example is given that in our heart we have two dogs fighting. So two dogs are fighting, suppose, and you are there. Who will win? A dog whom you feed will win. Suppose there are two dogs and one, both are fighting. And with one dog in between you are just going, okay, take this, don't worry, take more. And the other dog you are not feeding. They'll keep fighting, the dog which you are feeding will get healthy, will get strength and will definitely win. With the other dog who is not eating anything, slowly, 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 he will die. So if you are feeding your ego in the ashram also, by doing service, by whatever activity, even by chanting, if you are feeding your ego, that means you will become egoistic and you will never be detached. But if you are feeding Krishna's pleasure, if you are feeding your soul, not your ego, then the soul becomes strong. So what are the practical ways of doing that? But how you can become detached is again not to waste time. The principles of brahmacharya life are very nicely explained by Krishna in the in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. One of the slokas of Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Machitta matagata prana bodayantah parasparam kathayantascha maam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. These are the principles for those who are staying in ashram. Of course, it is for everyone, especially for them. Machitta matagata prana, consider the deities, consider the Lord as your soul, prana, life. Machitta, give your heart to Krishna. Like yesterday I was saying, if you don't marry Bhagavad Gita, then you'll have to marry some other Gita. So if you don't give your heart, machitta, to Krishna, then you'll have to give it to someone else, because you have to give. That's our tendency. We are looking for someone to give our heart. So better give it to Krishna. He will protect it. He will keep it nicely. He will not just throw it away. He will not break it. Krishna never breaks anyone's heart. We break it. Right? So if you give it to ordinary person, he will break it and give it to you back. Right? And then you will keep repairing it throughout your life. Hi, hi. Laila Majnu, whatever it is. Tear your clothes and then roaming on the street. Hi Laila, whatever. So don't give it to people who are going to break it. Krishna will never break your heart. Give it to Krishna. Machitta. Matagata prana. Take Krishna as your life. Bodhayantah parasparam. When you come together, what do you do? Kathayantascha maam nityam. Just discuss about Krishna when you are together. Whomever you are hearing now, go in the daytime, discuss with each other. Okay, this point was said. I didn't understand this or I like this. Kathayantascha maam nityam. Always. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. That will bring satisfaction for the soul. And then you will always be ramanti. You will always be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And when you are absorbed in Krishna consciousness, automatically detachment will develop. Yes? Okay. Any other question? Yes. Keep hearing the class. Keep hearing the class. Yes, there should not be any time that after the class. You should always keep hearing. Yes, that is true. That when we hear, it's like, okay, give my life, finished. No marriage, no woman, no money. Just as soon as I go out, surrender, shave my head. doesn't happen, right? As soon as you go out, punaha mushika bhava. You know that story? Prabhupada used to say, there was a mouse. He came to a sadhu. I'm very troubled by this cat. She always is running behind me to eat. Please make me a cat. Then I'll show her. Okay. Go and become a cat. Then he again came. This dog is troubling me a lot. Please make me a dog. Then I'll show him. Okay, become a dog. This lion is troubling me a lot. Always running after me to eat. Please make me a lion. And then he made him a lion. And then he was a lion. And then he said, he started looking at sadhu. Sadhu said, what happened? He said, I'm feeling hungry. I will eat you. Sadhu said, acha, punaha mushika bhava. Become a mouse again. So our things are like that. We become like a lion, you know. But the problem is when you become like a lion, you want to enjoy more. So punaha mushika bhava. You become again. As soon as you go out of the lecture, so in a lecture from a mouse you become to a lion. Yes, I will give up everything. Very strong. Right? Mouse doesn't have strength. So initially you are like mouse. I can't control my senses and I can't do bhakti. And you hear a lecture, it's like growing, growing, growing. Yes, I can do it. But as soon as you go out, punaha mushika bhava. Again you become a mouse. In front of Maya. We lose our strength in front of Maya. So why is it? Because there is no constant hearing. By constant hearing, we can come into that position where we can always think of fighting with the Maya, or we can try to come away from the illusion. So first thing is, yes, we should always keep hearing. That's true. We should never give up hearing, because hearing is having the effect. Why is it that 1 hour of lecture is making you so strong? Because hearing is going here. So if you keep, just imagine if 1 hour of lecture can give you this feeling that you want to give up the whole world, constant hearing, what will it do to you? 24 hours, you will be liberated soul. Yes? So constant hearing, number one, we should do that. That's important. At the same time, whatever we have heard in the class, we should meditate upon it. Prabhupada was given the instruction in 1922 by his spiritual master, go and preach in the Western world. And Prabhupada went in 1965, right? So 22 to 65 he was meditating, how I can fulfill the order of my spiritual master. He gave me an order that go out, go preach in English language, how I can do. So though he met his spiritual master only for a few minutes or maybe half an hour or whatever time, but then that order which was given to him, he kept meditating on that. And when he was meditating on that order, slowly, slowly you see in his life, everything started coming in line for him to follow that order, because he was meditating. He was, that time he was married. Right? Prabhupada says at one place, when I met my spiritual master, I was already married and I had one son. Otherwise, I would have become a brahmachari. Many times people ask, oh, you're talking about brahmachari. Prabhupada was not a brahmachari. So why are you saying? Prabhupada says, what to do? When I met, I was already married. So I couldn't. Otherwise I would have. So, but everything started falling in line because Prabhupada was meditating on that order. So then family, he gave up family slowly, slowly. Business was lost. Then, you know, he took sannyas. And still then he didn't have anything, then everything, somehow one by one Krishna made arrangement. So it comes. So we should meditate on how I can do it, how I can reach that stage. Always meditate. And of course, guidance from the authorities of the spiritual master helps us to maintain that mood. Okay? Yes. Can you say it loud? Say it again. Second is to know Krishna Tattvataha, real knowledge. That if you know Krishna Tattvataha, who is Krishna, you will not challenge his authority. People say Krishna performed Rasa Leela, he should not have done it. Who says like this? Who doesn't know him Tattvataha? Right? If you know him Tattvataha, if you know him by real knowledge, that who is Krishna and who are gopis, you will never blame. Gopis are his energies. He is just enjoying with his energy. What is wrong in that? Sachin Tendulkar is playing cricket. Cricket is a display of his energy. Right? That's his energy. If he was not playing cricket, who will lose today Sachin Tendulkar? No one. But because he displayed his energy of playing cricket and he enjoys that, do we blame Sachin Tendulkar? No. Because he plays cricket? No. Then why do we blame Krishna because he performs Rasa Leela? He is doing the same thing. Gopis are his energies. And he is just enjoying with them. So those who do not know Krishna factually or through real knowledge, they blame, they do not accept his authority. Right? But those who know him, they accept him and surrender to him. Okay, any other question? Right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I think we should have Bhagavatam class daily, right? So all of you will be charged up. At least I will be charged up hearing Krishna Katha. Okay, Hare Krishna.